Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with a couple of heavy hitters. Two dudes who I've seen beat the dog shit out of people in recent memory, legally, in the ring.
Yeah.
Slim and Adam Sal, how you guys doing?
What's up? Man? Doing good, yo. We out here, No Jumper.
Hell yeah, bro. I love No Jumper, bro.
This
I love
is big. The
podcast. It's like
man.
We met you like a few times, but we didn't get a chance to like have a convo with you or even like even take a picture with you because
it was in the middle of all the madness of the craziest time in recorded YouTube history of Fousey Khan and such.
I know. We wanted to like talk with you because you seem we're big fans of what you do.
It, man.
But like we didn't want to feel like we're using Fousey, you know, because he would have connects with you, he would talk with you, and we didn't want to feel like we're using him to get to you.
So how long have you guys been friends and kicking it?
Well, it's like 2014, man.
Okay. Earlier,
yeah,
like 2013, yeah, like 6-7 years now.
And this is before boxing became a thing? This is all just, you guys were both just YouTubing?
Yeah, we basically met through YouTube.
Nice.
And we just became boys and we just daily vlogged together throughout the whole like 6 years.
That's what's up. Yeah, I was getting into it last night because I feel like at a certain point I just sort of lost that feeling of just pulling out your camera and just vlogging some shit every day. And it's such a good feeling. Like it really like gives you like a motivation in your life to like there it can be bad. It can lead you towards like doing lame or boring or like stale things with your life, but at the end of the day, like a lot of times it guides you towards living a more exciting life because it gives you like a reason to want to do cool shit every day.
Definitely. And especially in LA, man, like the weather's beautiful. We're from New York, Brooklyn, so like we have depressing days.
That's how I feel out here for sure. My girlfriend, like she was like, we went to Hawaii and then we came back and she was all like, oh, you know, in Hawaii it was so nice and I just felt so motivated every day waking up. I'm like, I'm from New Hampshire. I feel like that in LA every day. Trust me. Yeah.
That's so crazy. I thought there's no sad, no bad days in LA.
No. I mean, but people from LA, they just don't appreciate it quite like the same way.
You know what's weird, man? Is I feel like everyone out here is has like an ego. You know what I'm saying? Like in New York, you know, everybody's more real, more genuine. But over here, it's like, there's not much genuine people like out here in LA. That's what I hear a lot.
You have to be like really famous in New York for people to really start acting weird to you.
Definitely,
you have to hit like a different level, I think. Whereas in LA, it's just like everybody is sort of like wrapped up in this their own little bubble of like, this is who I am. I'm so important, blah, blah, blah. New York, the attitude is more like everybody's the same. Everybody's on the subway or like, you know, trapped in traffic. It's like you're all part of this crazy fucking jungle. And you're trying to make sense of it.
That's so true, man. Whenever we meet anyone in LA, if we ask them, like, oh, what do you do? Like, I'm an entrepreneur. And then we see their Instagram, and she's like a stripper. Or like, but I'm releasing music. Like, what songs do you have? Like, I don't have no music.
Right.
It's like everyone is something in LA, I feel like.
Everybody wants to be like an A&R. They want to be like to work for like an MCN or some shit.
Yeah.
That's like
that's a fact.
Anyone who's not an actual entertainer is trying to just like mooch off entertainers in some way.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it like all over YouTube, even with like YouTube. That's why like I respect the like YouTube people in the UK, you know, they show love to one another. They
do. They have a very big, we saw that with KSI, to be honest. Like they really had their community like 100% behind him. Whereas like then you looked at the Logan Paul thing and it is kind of just because it's like Logan Paul is very controversial, but he definitely didn't have like America behind him.
KSI had way more fans than he did.
In LA.
Yeah, it was crazy, honestly.
It felt like the vibe was behind him. I don't know. I think it's because like at the end of the day, Logan Paul, there's some pretty good reasons out there for people to not like him. And KSI has never had that. He never had this big bad thing of like, oh, you know, filmed a dead
body controversy,
or whatever.
I feel like people in the UK are like just like way more respectful. You know, like, it's, you know, it's weird because like, you know, the other day at the event, you know, I tweeted literally a month after my fight, I called him a bitch, you know, I called him a bitch on Twitter and everything. But when I saw him in person, he just came up to me, he showed me mad love, he gave me a pound, he said, what you did was dope. And like, that has like changed my whole perspective on him and like the side of me. Like, because before I kind of like disliked them, but like, Now I just got like mad love for them. Now.
What did he think was dope? Just that you were willing to call him out, and that you were willing to like, because it's like a different thing when it comes to boxing and YouTube once it gets all together. Because then it's kind of like you can challenge. Like I could say right now, like if you guys weren't here, I could be like, you know, I want to fight Slim. Fuck Slim. I'm going to fight Slim. And it's like nobody's really even going to believe that I really don't like you. They're going to see what it is that we're trying to like, this is a clout meetup. Like, yeah. We're going to fucking get some money and get some views together.
That's a fact. And on the other hand, like, you see how the UK, even with me, with the UK peeps, they show mad love. Mm. And then when you meet, I met Jake Paul for the first time, and he was just like a douchebag, man. He was talking about how he's better than these professional boxers. And that it's like their his backyard sparring, like the way he was talking, it just irks me, man.
When I was watching him say that, I really kind of felt like a Floyd Mayweather type vibe of like, oh, you're gonna just act so cocky and ridiculous that's gonna like make people gravitate towards you, because that's such like you can't really think. There's no way he really thinks that.
No, he probably does, man. Like I'm telling you, man. Like when you have that much yes men around you and people just gassing you, like, oh, you punch good. It really gasses you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but like, look at Fousey. You know what I'm saying? Like he had the team, like, you know, Ricky. They said, yo, look at him. He hit so hard. Like everybody was just gassing him up, and he really like thought he was gonna win with a first round knockout.
See, you know? To me, it's crazy because when I've never really got too deep in the boxing thing, but during my time doing jiu-jitsu and shit, it's such a clear hierarchy because. It's so obvious who's like, and when I was there, I'm a white belt. It's like, I know I'm a pussy. And then these other dudes who are black belts and shit, I know they could fuck me up. Like, it's self-evident. If we rolled for 5 seconds, it would be obvious that they could fuck me up. And I would think that it would be kind of similar in the boxing world where if you're serious about boxing at all, you look at the top boxers and you're like, God level, like so much respect. Yeah. I'm sure that's how you guys feel. Like, hell to the dudes that are above you can't help but look at them without being like, that is amazing.
Of course, you got to give respect where it's due. Yeah. You know, you don't. But to me, Jake Paul and Logan, like, they can talk all they want, but they didn't do the talking in the ring. Like, all the talking Logan did, and then he didn't beat KSI. Mm. That's it. His
Logan
stock went down.
Was talking crazy, man. He was like, yo, first round decapitation. You saying shit like that, bro? I was expecting him, like, to throw punches. He didn't throw punches. He was, like, backpedaling the whole fight. You know, KSI was the aggressor the entire fight, and then the fact that they're trying to say, oh, okay, they should have won. Logan should have won. I'm like, come on, man, give respect where it's due, bro. Like,
after really looking at that fight, at first they were like, oh, he didn't deserve to have the 2 points taken away. I'm not an expert on boxing or anything, but it seemed like he pretty blatantly broke some fucking rules right there and
he grabbed his head and uppercut him.
And hit him again on the way down. He didn't really get him, but he went for it. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't hit a fighter winner like down. Like that,
and he says, like, yo, him and his. What's his ass licker's friend?
Shannon?
No. His asshole licker. Mike.
Mike does lick asses. Not Logan's, I don't think. But.
Oh, he definitely licks Logan's ass. Because when I was hosting with The Zone with Ryan Garcia,
right.
He saw that I was kind of like, I was Team KSI. Mm. And he just started roasting me out of nowhere. Like, oh, you got a Christmas sweater on, blah, blah, blah. But they're saying like, all he did was tap KSI. All he did is tap him. Like, bro, what that tap that Logan did is illegal in boxing. It's dangerous for the opponent, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, we just tapped him. Like, you can't just, that can't just be an excuse saying you tapped him.
It's like an attempted murder. It's like, you didn't kill him, but you tried to kill him. It's like, if you kind of swing at somebody on the ground, if you do make contact with their head, I mean, shit, I don't know. But yeah, so that the crazy shit about that situation from my perspective is just the fact that, like, what does Logan do with his career now? Because he's basically one of the biggest YouTubers. He fought one of the biggest YouTubers. He had a draw and then a loss. Is he really going to, like, go for it again? It doesn't seem like it. And who would he fight anyway? It doesn't seem like KSI is interested.
That's what I'm saying. They were too busy thinking about him winning and his whole future. I was even I even told Jake, like, what happens if KSI loses? I personally knew Logan was going to lose because after I seen the first fight, I was like, there's no way he can become that good within that. It was just all talk. Like, it was all...
No, with the first round knockout thing, like, you know, knocking someone out is a skill, you know? You can't just fucking, you know, put in 2 months in training and knock someone out, bro. It's a skill, man. Like, you have to know where exactly to hit him. It's like timing and everything. Like, you can't just learn that shit like that, man.
I think in the build-up, everybody just sort of, like, started to... I think Logan did a better job of promoting himself as a boxer. KSI didn't make that many videos, or he wasn't going crazy on social media. He seemed like he was probably just actually training in private and not making a big thing out of it. And the other thing is, Logan, when you're around Logan, you're like, wow, that is a big fucking strong dude. Like, he looks like an athlete more so than KSI, but that doesn't always decide it. Okay, guys, quick break just to have a word from our sponsor. Shout out to our sponsor, Blue Chew. BlueChew.com is an amazing product that I myself personally endorse and use whenever possible. It really keeps me going whenever I'm in these sort of outlier situations where maybe you need to be on point for a couple of hours in a row. You take this stuff, boom, you're in gear. So if you head on over to BlueChew.com, you can actually get your first order free just by using the promo code Adam22. So again, BlueChew.com. There's a lot of different stuff on the market. There's people using all kinds of weird prescription stuff. If you buy something on the black market, you really have no idea what you're getting. And I encourage you to look into what's in some of those packs that you end up buying from the gas station. Stuff is no good. If you want the real stuff, BlueChew.com, and use the promo code Adam22. You'll pay just $5 shipping. Come on, I know that you're cool with that, right? Back to the content.
You know what's great? He was calling out Canelo Alvarez, bro. He was calling out fucking Canelo.
But these guys are master trolls. Like, I think that they know that if they say the craziest, stupidest shit, that they're going to get a lot of attention for it. In the Jake Paul's case, it almost doesn't really work that well anymore, if you think about it, because he's saying this crazy shit about him being better than pro boxers, and nobody's making that big a deal out of it, because they kind of know that he just does that.
Well, it just gets me tight, because like why talk like that and disrespect people who do it professionally? But it's all good. Shout out to Logan for losing, because I won $10,000 from Ryan Garcia.
That's amazing.
yeah, literally $10,000 cash. That's from, so crazy, Ryan. Yeah.
Damn, I'm glad I didn't bet on it, because I was voting for Logan.
Yo, last year I made all my friends. I was like, yo, bet on Logan. I genuinely think Logan's. I made them bet $1,000, $1,000, $1,000, and then it was a draw. And they're like, what the fuck, Adam? Why'd you make us bet on Logan? And then the next year, I'm like, nah, I'm definitely not betting on him. Like,
when it's a draw, you just get your money back.
I think when it's a draw, no,
you lose
I think
your money.
If you bet on Logan knocking him out,
you could bet on a draw
right,
as well.
Right. It wasn't just on the outcome. When did you guys start to get into the boxing thing? When did that become the move?
I had a. Even before the KSI and Logan and KSI Joe Weller, I did my own charity boxing match in 2015, and it was like a small venue, like a 500 seater in the UK, and that was like one of the first charity boxing events that I did. Then after that, which was 2015, then after that KSI and Joe Weller did their one like a few months later, and then that's when like my name started. KSI started having this poll of like a. Who was on the list?
It was like Fusi,
Vitaly, me, Alex Wasabi. It was like, vote for whoever you want to for KSI to fight next. And I was winning the polls of like 200,000 votes. And at the time, Logan didn't want to fight him. He wanted to do UFC. And then when Logan seen all the hype like happening, and like when he did his Suicide Forest shit, he was like, oh shit, this is my chance. Let me just do boxing. I'm going to jump in with KSI.
And so when you started doing it, though, you weren't thinking of it like, oh, I'm a YouTuber. I could do some celebrity-ass shit with it. You were more just doing it for just the love of the game, because you were doing it on a smaller scale.
Yeah, I was doing it for the love of the game. And I did it for charity. Plus, before YouTube, I used to do amateur boxing. But I had my boxing license taken away when I was 17 years old.
Why?
For fighting in the street.
Oh shit! Yeah, really?
It's on WorldStar.
Yeah, you should check it out.
It's on WorldStar. Just a random street fight, and that got your boxing license taken away.
It was a street fight I had in front of this kid's. It was in New York, where I used to go to school in Harlem, and this kid came up with his uncle, his mom, to fight me 1-on-1, and then I was put in a position where everyone came in a circle and like I had to fight, and then I fought and then I knocked him out.
Wow!
I knocked him out, and then my trainer saw it, and that was the second time I got caught fighting in the street. And then they took away my boxing license. And then I just stopped doing boxing. And then I merged onto YouTube around like 2012.
Right.
Yeah, but basically we made an event this year for our country, Yemen. You know, we wanted to do a charity match for Yemen because, you know, there's a crisis going on over there.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to fight someone. I had no opponent at the time. Like, I didn't know who was going to fight. Adam wanted to fight Fusi in the beginning. You know, he called Fusi and asked if he wanted to fight him. But Fuzi was not interested in fighting Adam because Adam had, you know, amateur experience. And, but when
I told him, I was like, yo, can my friend handle my work?
You know, but
my
isn't Fuzi like way bigger than you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't care. Like, I don't care about the weight. Even with Jake, like, I told him I'll spar, but he's ducking it. He's ducking it.
When you do these fights, though, is it possible for you guys to decide on the weights being totally different? You don't have to meet at a weight?
You have to meet at a
weight. Oh, you do have to meet, right?
You have to first be a pro fight. Yeah, you have to be.
No. For a pro fight, if it's with the zone, then it has to be at a weight. Like, it has to be at a weight class. That they got a class at, like, cruiserweight was the one with Logan Paul and KSI was cruiserweight.
That fucks up a lot of different matchups that we'd like to see. Because there's a lot of people that are just so different size. You're like, damn, you're never going to see that. Yeah.
Definitely. And then I told Fusi, I was like, yo, would you want to fight Slim? He was like, Slim? And then I was like, yeah, man, it just makes sense. His birthday is July 15th.
Yeah, that's my birthday, July 15th.
You have July 15th tatted on you.
I still got the shirt at my crib. I should have worn it. Holy fuck, that would have been great. I was wearing it during that insane live stream with Fousey. Yeah,
what were you thinking at the time? Because I was there, like kind of like an outsider, just looking at what's going on with you and Fousey. But what were you thinking?
It was such a roller coaster because it was like 4 hours of that shit. And like at certain points, people are just passing me blunts. I'm just like just trying to deal with it because 4 hours is a long fucking time to have these crazy like Fousey's energy at that time in particular for 4 hours is a lot.
Yeah, he pulled up to you like randomly too, right? Like during like Shane Dawson. That was crazy.
Did you ever know he was coming or
no? He was literally like in his car watching the Shane interview, and then me and Shane started talking about Fousey and basically like diagnosing him, like describing what we thought was wrong with him or what went wrong with his event or whatever. He pulls right the fuck up. In retrospect, even though that was so amazing, it kind of sucks that I didn't get like a full Shane Dawson interview in because that would have been amazing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But instead, Fousey pulled up and got crazy. Like,
it was mad entertaining though. It was so entertaining because everybody started pulling up randomly.
Then Sam Pepper and Ice Poseidon showed up and Sam and Fousey just were getting into it so bad. And that was just, at that point, we're like 3+ hours in and I'm just throwing my hands up like, how the fuck is this still getting better?
That's when the meme was born too, the pic of the shirt.
Yeah, it was like it would be like if you watch like a Star Wars movie, but then the movie was like 6 hours long and it had like multiple like crazy arcs to it in the middle of it, where it's just it just seems like the movie's over, things are settling down, and then it's like, nope, here's Keemstar, nope, here's Sam Pepper, he's gonna scream in Fousey's face. God, that was a great time.
Wow,
you can never recreate that, you know?
That's a year and a half ago. A year and a few months ago?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Time flies. I feel like he's a whole different person now.
Me too. Yeah, when I was watching your vlogs last time, my God, he just doesn't bother me anymore. I used to like really dislike him based on his videos.
Nah, he's cool now. He's really cool. I actually hung out with him. Like, you know, when I got here, I met up with him and we just talked about everything. And we're just chilling now. We did a Twitch stream together. Everything's like better. I feel like he's more humble now.
He changed him. Definitely changed him.
Yeah, because when I was talking to Fousey the other day, I was like, you think I'm fighting again? He's like, bro, he's like, I got to get another nose surgery. It's kind of like he just got like a bad reality check. You know, like in the Logan KSI fight, it's like whatever. Like, yeah, Logan lost. It is what it is. But he didn't get hurt. Fousey got hurt way worse than we've seen anybody in this whole YouTube thing.
And you know what's the crazy part? I don't get no cred like for like what happened. Everybody's like, you know, saying, oh, Fousey had no defense. But you know who else didn't have no defense? You know, Scarce? I don't know if you saw Scarce's fight. He had no defense, but he didn't have that much damage done to him the way I gave damage, you know?
Right.
No one wants to give the credit to me. It's mad frustrating, bro. Like
everyone doubted him, like called him crackhead.
Yeah, I was the underdog, bro. Like legit, like every day I was reading messages, I was getting knocked the fuck out in the first round. Like,
really?
You're a twig, you ain't shit. Like every day, bro. Like my YouTube comments was getting spammed, like violated every day.
I mean,
my
same
family
exact,
thought I was gonna lose too.
Same thing with KSI and Logan. Like if you looked at Logan, he was bigger and stronger or whatever. Like you looked at Fousey, he looked fucking big. Like if you had looked at each other side by side, it was like he looks like he's bigger. That's just like such a surface level thing to base it on.
I know, but KSI had a lot of people that actually believed in him, you know? Like, you know, Logan had the slight edge, but for me, I was like a 20-1 underdog. Like, if you were going to put money on it, everybody was putting money on Fousey. I had a friend of mine that put $2,000 on Fousey.
Really?
I swear.
Was that offensive to you?
Hell yeah, bro. I was like, damn, like, from this whole experience, I realized like who like really, truly believes in me. But at the same time, I thought about it. I was like, you know, like, I am a skinny dude and Fousey's huge, so like, it kind of like fools the public, you know? Yeah. So like I learned to accept it.
Well, how was your cardio in that fight? Did you get gassed by the end of it or were you good?
By third, fourth round, I was getting tired because my cardio was really good, but I was throwing so much punches.
Mm.
Literally every round I was throwing punches. I was every time he's coming at me, I was throwing punches.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't like Logan running away, backpedaling the whole fight.
You felt like you were totally in control the whole time. Was there ever a moment where you were like, oh shit, like he's starting to... take control of this.
I was in control the entire fight, but when I was in the fight, I was just so focused on winning. Like I was landing all the punches after the first round. My coach came up to me, he's like, "You're fucking him up. Keep it going." He's just screaming. He's like, "You're winning every single round.
Mm.
Just keep going. Don't get tired. They count on you to gas out." And I just kept going and ended up winning in the fourth round with a TKO.
Do you feel like you're happy with your performance? Like obviously you dominated, but do you feel like you could have done better? Or do you feel like that was who you are as a fighter right now is a pretty good example.
I know I could do way better, man. Mm. Like, you know, I grew up street fighter, you know, like I never really boxed. I only had 2 months to train.
Mm.
So I know I'm telling myself, yo, imagine I had a year to train, bro, I'll be a whole fucking different monster, you know? Like, people still trying to not give me credit, say, oh, Fousey was not, like, you know, he wasn't a good fighter, so I'm down to fight anybody, bro. I'm down to fight Jake Paul. He called me out to spar him, but I was like, yo, why the fuck am I going to spar my a potential opponent? Like, why would I do that? I'd rather fight him and put on a show and embarrass him on a fucking large scale. You know what I'm saying? I'll humble him.
Even Logan. Logan was tweeting
Logan was calling. Yeah, he was tweeting me. He wanted to spar me too. You know?
Really?
Before the KSI thing.
Wow.
Because Fousey did an interview.
Show me the DM. Do you have the DMs on the phone?
Yeah, I have my DMs.
He was DMing him crazy.
He was DMing. He was so, like, he was heated, bro.
He makes it seem like it's like we should be thankful and grateful that he's inviting us to him, his backyard, to go there. Like, we're not here for the clout to go spar him. You know, sparring is for friends, as we've seen. Sparring is like...
Yeah.
Like, it's a friendly thing. If you want to do a match, he should do a match with Jake. And he wasn't even speaking about sparring with Logan. He was just telling Logan to put some respect on Slim's name.
No, this is what happened, basically. So Fousey was on an interview, like a post-interview with Logan and Mike, right? And then Logan asked him, he's like, yo, like, what is Slim going to do next or something like that? And then Fousey's like, oh, I think he wants to box again. And then Logan was like this. He just, like, looks away and starts laughing and shit. I felt mad disrespected. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know, I
they're probably
myself.
Trolling, but he's from Brooklyn, so like, he got the mentality.
I don't play it. I don't like that disrespectful shit, you know, especially when I show love to people, you know, like, and they disrespect me. You know, if someone laughs at me in my face like that, I'll fucking probably swing, bro.
And
honestly,
what's crazy
like that
is that if you're just a regular person, it's like, it's a good thing to just, you know, turn the other cheek, walk away from it, blah, blah, blah. If you're a YouTuber and a boxer and somebody disrespects you publicly, you got to be all over that because, like, you know, a lot of these boxing feuds seem so fake. Like, obviously, you and Fousey were hyping it up. That's a whole part of doing the fight. But it's like, if somebody really disrespects you and you're really mad, it's like, you got to seize that shit and fucking go for it right then and there. Because, I mean, even Fousey fighting you was like a big look for your career, right? Because he's such a fucking well-known person.
Yeah, but he was looking at me as a stepping stone. That's the funny thing. He was looking past me. He was calling out Deji. He was calling out Jake Paul. Like, I'm like, yo, focus on your fight with me. I kept making videos. I'm like, yo, focus on your fight with me because you're looking past me and you're underestimating me. And that's when I just proved him wrong. Like, he really, like, fucking got humbled, like, after the whole experience.
I know Slim was going to win. I was just telling Slim, don't get mad. Like, it's going to look better when you win.
But even when you believe in him, and even if you believe in yourself, you're still like, if so many people don't believe in me.
Yeah, it fucks with your mental.
It fucks with you, right?
It fucks with your mental, I swear. Like, I'm like, damn. Like especially friends that I know, like, saying, like they're going up to Adam on the low. They're going to him. Like, yo, you really think Slim could do this? Adam be telling me, I'm like, yo, fuck. Like, people, like, it fucks with your mental, you know? Like, but it just gives you that much more to prove, you know?
Who was the white dude that I saw you beat up last night?
Last night.
I think it was your most recent fight.
Oh, recent fight? Oh, it was an MMA fighter named Marcus.
Oh, he's a white guy with the blonde hair,
Yeah. He was that was my first professional fight that I've ever had. But he's like a journeyman. Like,
he's been doing it for a while.
He's been doing it for a while, yeah.
So in terms of where you're at in your boxing career, what did that fight mean to you? Or because it's interesting because it's like you could just fight somebody who is like close to you skill-wise that makes sense in terms of how many fights they had or whatever, or you could fight another YouTuber that is going to be a whole big thing.
So I don't even see it. Like, people look at me like, oh my God, people think I'm fucking Floyd or like some next professional, like... But like
after watching that fight, I was fucking impressed. I'm like, wow, this guy is moving around. Like, you really were fucking doing it to that guy. That was awesome.
Thank you. But it's like, I don't feel like I'm at that level. Like, I had some amateur experience, and then I took like an 8-9 year gap. And then that's what I had the charity fight in 2015. And we had another charity fight recently with the Fousey, the Fousey card. And then I beat my opponent. That was my first professional fight.
You know what's crazy? He called out so many YouTubers, like, written emails to, and everybody declined, bro. Everybody didn't want to fight Adam.
They all say no. Even in the KSI Logan, the Zone wanted me to be on the undercard. They made me DM so many, like, so many YouTubers.
Really?
So many. All of them just saying, oh, ain't you professional? Yo, like, aren't you a pro?
You couldn't find anybody who was down?
No one was down. Like,
wow.
Even for the charity match, like, no one was down.
So they were trying to get more YouTubers on the undercard for the Logan Paul thing. They just couldn't really find any good ones?
Yeah. It was supposed to be me versus Faye Sensei.
Okay.
But then I believe he was like 180 pounds. Right. I weigh 135, 140. So it needed to be like that's what I'm saying. You're right. Like, DAZN, if it's with DAZN, it's always going to be like with a weight class.
And you know what's crazy is that I actually signed an NDA about this, but a couple months ago, somebody hit me up talking to me about potentially paying me to box somebody on a fight. And when I think about it now, it probably was the Logan Paul one, but they just didn't mention anything about it. They just mentioned the potential opponent and a dollar amount.
Yeah.
But then, like, I basically, like, they wanted me to lose like 30 pounds in like 3 months. I'm like, I'm not going to learn how to box and lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Because the guy was like way too small or whatever. But I mean, I am kind of like open to the idea of it for sure. Even
that's dope.
Like,
I would love to see you box.
Hell yeah.
I would love to see me box because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing out there, bro.
Yo, I feel like you'll beat the shit out of your opponent.
It depends. I don't know.
But yeah, but like, 30 pounds, losing 30 pounds in like 2 months, that's a lot. Yeah.
And learning to fight. Like you could probably do like one or the other, like in terms of getting ready for the fight to be like pretty solid or losing that much weight.
They are having another DAZN is having more. Like from what I heard, they're having more events and they want to have more YouTubers.
Yeah. They mentioned me on their poll on Twitter. They made a poll and like, oh, what do you want to see on the next YouTuber fight card? And it
might
was
be
like,
him and Alex Wasabi.
Yeah, they mentioned me and Alex Wasabi. And because me and Alex Wasabi had a little thing too, because after the whole Fousey fight, you know, he was doubting me as well. Mm. But after the fight, he made a video and he's like, yo, Slim is not a good boxer. I'm like, how the fuck you say that when you got knocked out in the second round by the dude I fucked up? Like, how you gonna say that? Like, it makes no sense to me, bro.
Wow.
You know, so like, I made a video, I called him out, but he's the one to like, he wants to spar. I'm like, yo, to set up an event, bro. Fuck the sparring shit, bro.
Yeah,
we're
sparring
not friends.
Ain't happening.
There's no rest there and stuff. It's stupid. Like, set up a real fight.
You know, risk getting hurt. I mean, just sparring, whatever, but, and don't get paid. And it eliminates the possibility of that matchup happening and getting paid.
Like, why spar your potential opponent? That's fucking stupid.
He's down to do it with DAZN. Like, everyone, now that DAZN is in there, everyone wants to do it because they got the DAZN money, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Is that what you're thinking about doing next? Like in terms of that fight you just took, was that like, well, shit, I can't fight somebody famous on the DAZN card, but at least I might as well do another fight with somebody that's, like, close to my skill level?
Have you heard of DDG?
Yeah.
Yeah, DDG. So I might, maybe in the next one, it might be me and him.
He's interested?
He's interested, but he was asking for like six, seven figures, yeah.
Is that totally out of the question in terms of the money that, because people were saying that Jake Paul and then Logan might have, or Logan and KSI might have got $10 million each.
Wow.
I mean, that's the number that Keemstar was throwing out, and FaZe Bank seemed to be verifying it.
I would trust what Keemstar says. He knows everything.
And maybe with the sponsors and everything, they definitely got that much money, I believe so.
But I mean, when you're massive names and the entire card is based on you, I'm sure that you could ask for a lot, but it's like interesting because I wonder, once this shit starts to like really settle in and it becomes more of a regular thing, which at some point I'm assuming that they're going to be doing like a dope YouTuber card every 6 months or some shit, I wonder then what the payouts will start to look like.
I think it'll be much, much more because they beat the Andy Ruiz versus Anthony Joshua.
Right.
On pay-per-view buys. That's crazy, man. Like, you know, the fact that Logan and KSI made more sales than Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua won, that's crazy. Even more than Canelo and Ryan. Canelo when he fought that heavyweight guy? When he went up in
Kovalev.
Yeah, that was the recent fight he had, and they did more pay-per-view buys than that, which is crazy.
How hard are you guys training at this point? Like, what does a week of training look like? How many rest days? How many hours per day?
So right now we're pretty much off. Like,
we're not fighting.
We're not in camp mode no more.
So we still train. We train like three, four times a week. Before,
couple hours or.
Like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Three, 4 times a week, hour and a half.
Mostly just boxing? You're not like doing weights and shit, really?
No weights. Nah. It's boxing, and we run 2 times a week.
Okay.
But before, we would run like 4 or 5. Like if we're having a fight, we run 4 or 5 times a week.
When you guys are in the camp, you're doing a shitload of cardio and then also doing cardio, all the boxing shit?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When I first started the whole camp, I was at 172.
Uh-huh.
And then when I fight night, I was at 159 pounds.
Wow.
You know, and I was trying to go up to 180.
And you're already a fucking small guy.
Yeah.
Trying to go up to 180 and you ended up just losing a shitload of weight?
Yeah, and Fousey was at 178 and I was at 159 on fight night.
Wow.
So he had a 19-pound, like, that's why everybody thought he was going to win because he had 19 pounds on me. You know?
It takes a lot to, like, make up for that difference of 20 pounds, you know, like, skill-wise. So that's even more of a validation of what you did in there.
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing. Not a lot of people, like, we're actually giving credit, except a few people, like, you know, like Vidal, he showed love, you know, like the UK people, they all show love, but Americans always shit. I don't know, they always shit on each other. It's weird.
Mm. Damn, that's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, I would put Fousey sort of in a similar category as Logan, where it's sort of, people wanted to see Fousey get beat up. People wanted to see Logan get hit.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact.
No offense to Fousey, but that's just kind of how it is. He annoyed enough people over the years that just a lot of people sort of wanted to see him get humbled one way or another.
It happened. I'm telling you, it happened to Fousey, it happened to Logan.
Yeah.
It's going to happen to Jake. He's next.
Right.
Yeah, Jake's next.
Damn. So are you guys like already actively thinking about the next fights? Are you like fully like if somebody told you tomorrow you got to fight in 2 months?
I'm down for it, bro.
You're down.
Hell fucking yeah. I'm down for that shit, bro. Mm. I'll go training mode. six times a week, fuck it, I'm down.
We're having like so much offers, so many emails. Some people in Dubai, they wanted me to fight on November 22nd.
Really?
Yeah, like literally, it's like next week.
That's dope, though. Then, you think that the Dubai people would be behind you? Like if you were fighting a local Dubai dude, like you think that they're going to kind of... Like, because I feel like a lot of black people in America were rooting for KSI just because they're like, he's a black dude and Logan Paul is a kind of annoying white guy. So I feel like with you guys, you have like that. Like, the Muslim community is going to get behind you guys in, like, a YouTube or celebrity type setup no matter what, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like we got the middle... We've done so many Middle Eastern tours, like, in Dubai, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman. So we're Middle Eastern too, so our fan base is there in the UK.
Yeah.
We haven't reached out much in like America. We don't know why, but it's still, we're thankful for the people we have in the Middle East and like definitely in Dubai, the fight that was coming up, I would have took it, but it's just the purse wasn't, the purse wasn't like, it wasn't worth it. It
was the Dubai bag wasn't good. I thought that they were supposed to be the richest motherfuckers on earth.
Yeah,
man, but it wasn't that great. It wasn't that great.
But you weren't supposed to be the headliner fight anyway?
And I was in the headliner fight. I was undercard. And right. It was too soon, too, so I might be doing it for the next event they have.
And it's like, coming off of these wins that you guys have, it's kind of like, you're just thinking about the upside of like, oh, yeah, I want to add more wins to my list and shit. But at the same time, it's like, you got to be super picky about what fights you take, because it's like, if you lose or if you just pick a bad one, like, it's just, that could have like a pretty bad impact on your stock, whereas both of you guys are kind of riding this wave right now, right?
Yeah, basically. But for me, honestly, like, I am going to be a little picky about who I fight next, but I have, like, three options. Like, people keep tagging me and, like, because Deji, I think he wants to fight. I'm getting so many people tagging me in his tweets and stuff. So that's one option, I guess. I got Alex Wasabi, who's talking shit about me, saying he thinks he's better than me. So I don't mind fighting him. But the top one I kind of want, Jake Paul, low-key. I guarantee you, like, I'll fuck him up. A lot of people probably think
he takes
that
us out. Yeah, he always takes us out the picture. Like, he always, to me, Slim, I feel like he just looks down on us. Like, oh, they got no clout. They got no this, they got no that. But I don't know. If he's talking about clout, like, we've done so many tours. We've done so much in our life, so much in the YouTube community. And I feel like we shouldn't be disrespected by Jake Paul, whatever. Like, we know so many people in the Middle East, like YouTubers in the Middle East, like Mo Vlogs, Money Kicks, you know, people in the UK, Amir Khan, a few of the Sidemen, you know. And it's just like, when we come here, when it comes to Jake, it's just like, or like the Paul brothers, since they're in the boxing scene, they always try to like take us out the picture and kind of disrespect us.
They made a whole boxing ranking, and like, we were even like, you know, had like KSI 2-0, Jake Paul 2-0, you know, Logan Paul 0-1-1. It had everybody that boxed except me and Adam. We weren't even mentioned on the list, and we both had
belts. And they put Fousey as stinker. And like, yeah, he's supposed to be Fousey's boy. Like, I don't know. They're supposed to be friends, and he's violating him, saying, like, you're his stinker. Like, I don't know.
Funny thing, Fousey wanted to Jake Paul wanted to fight Fousey. You know? If Fousey beat me, Jake Paul would have been fighting Fousey. That would have been the next fight.
Right.
100%. But since I even DM'd Jake Paul's, yo, if I beat Fousey, would you be down to fight me next? He didn't respond.
I would honestly kill to see Jake Paul fight Fousey. That would be amazing. But I totally, totally think that you should fight him as well. That would be amazing too.
Thank you, bro. See ya.
Jake is just choosing fights where he wants to get the money, the clout. That's why I told him, I was like, let's spar. Fousey even texted Jake saying, yo, Adam Sala wants to spar with you. And then he replied like, whatever, that kid's an idiot. Like, how am I an idiot for wanting to just like just have like a spar, like a chill spar?
Right.
And he just disagreed to it. I think if I do that, and if I do fuck him up, it'll bring his credibility down for these future events he wants to have.
Yeah.
You know, with Gibb, it's a whole business for him now, which I get it. I understand. You know, he's doing his thing. He wants to fight Gibb, Dylan, Dennis, KSI. He wants to make money off of it. And
he's not gonna fight Dylan Dennis. He's just trolling, bro.
That's why we need a Dana White. Because if YouTube had somebody that actually was gonna say, okay, you are fighting you. Boom.
Yeah, we need a Dana White.
You know, it's like,
that's so true, yeah.
That's kind of the problem with boxing in general, is that there's all these different titles and shit is totally ridiculous. The thing with the UFC is that they've always like bought out their competitors, and you have Bellator, but they're kind of, you know, not nearly as significant as UFC. And that, like, they make the fights, you know. It's like, you can't really say no unless you have a really good reason.
You should be the Dana White.
I totally agree, but I don't know if Logan and KSI, I don't know if I tell KSI, KSI, you got to fight Gunna. I don't know if he's gonna listen to me.
I'd watch that.
What do you think KSI should do from here? You think that he should keep fighting? Because like Keemstar and FaZe Banks were kind of saying that they don't think that they should fight anymore.
I think he should definitely fight.
Yeah, I think so too. Because like you know, it's not like he knocked Logan Paul out. He won like good. Like he went had a good fight and stuff. I fully respect because his conditioning was amazing. Mm. You know, he was the aggressor, but it's not like he knocked him out. And like, why not have another fight? And make another 10 mil, you know, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the Paul brothers.
Yeah.
It can be.
I feel like the problem is going to be there's like, you know, who's bigger than Logan Paul or close to that range where it would make sense for KSI. I feel like KSI probably would be down to take the right matchup. It's just going to be tricky for him to find the right matchup because Logan Paul having 20 million subscribers is like most dudes who have 20 million subscribers are not really looking to get punched in the face and have to go through a months and months long training camp and restrict everything and
definitely
not nut. And
I feel like it'll still be big even if it's just KSI. KSI himself got the 20 million subs. And he's the one that got the fan favorite, all the love. So whoever he fights, it'll be big.
But are you starting to feel like you don't really have much of a reason to do another fight against another dude who's just a journeyman?
Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't have to be a journeyman. It could be any other YouTuber. Like, maybe, I don't know. I don't think he should fight Jake because I just feel like it'll be him stepping down. Mm. And Jake is no better than Logan.
Right.
Jake just wants to fight him for the... He's trying to get the clout and the money. Like
they're saying Jake's a killer. Jake's crazy.
Hell no.
I just think it's funny that they're trying to like seed this message out to everybody. Jake is so crazy.
Yeah. I seen that. They're trying to hype him up, but like, he's not he's gonna be exposed one day in a ring.
Well, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that I haven't seen that much of a much proof.
Bro, he struggled against Deji, man. Mm. He got his nose busted in the first round. Like, I mean, come on. Like, how fucking crazy could it be?
Mm. Would either of you guys fight Deji right now?
Huh? I'd be down. I wouldn't mind, honestly.
Do you think that would be a good matchup for you, or you think you're way too good for him?
No, Adam's way too good, to be honest.
With Deji?
I'll fight
whoever, man.
Just, after watching your fight last night, I don't really see Deji putting that much of a fight against him, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a mistake I did. I fought a fucking pro.
And you look too good.
Yeah, I fought a pro. Now it's like, whoever I try to fight now, it's like everyone is just like nah. Then I just ended up just hosting with Ryan, which is cool to me. You know, I don't mind hosting and just watching people fight.
Yeah, because it's crazy to think like if it was a big bag on the table and if me and you were like closer sized and I had just seen you do that, it's gonna be a really tough decision to be like, yeah, I'll take the bag. I'm gonna go fight Adam. Like it's just after watching what you just did, I'm kind of like, nah, this dude could fuck me up. Like this is a problem. Like.
But I did get knocked down though in the second round. Like I felt the power without the headgear.
Really?
But then I came back up and just I outboxed him. It was a different time.
That guy was way heavy. He was like that guy was like 20 pounds heavier than Adam as well.
Really?
It was like a different fight that I had to fight with him. I usually fight differently, but like with him I had to fight differently because
he's like more smart. You know?
He was way heavier, and even Amir Khan was telling me like don't fight people who are way more than you anymore. To fight people on your weight class. Especially without the headgear, it's not good to fight someone who's heavier than you without the headgear.
They could just trade shots with you the whole time. You know, you could just throw like little jabs and stuff, and they'll throw like one heavy shot, and it's like it like eats like most of your punches.
Do you believe there's any kind of corruption within this type of shit? Like, is that something that we're at risk for? Because the Paul brothers were coming out saying like boxing is rigged and shit. Do you think that there's any sort of truth to that?
I mean, a lot of people say that. You know, like there's one fight that if you know saw you heard of Canelo fighting GGG Triple G, the first fight. I felt like that fight was a little rigged. I don't know.
It's not rigged. Nah,
I don't know, man. It was a close fight, but they gave it to Canelo. And everybody thought, like, Triple G won. Everybody. It was like, yo, GGG won, GGG won. But they had a second fight, and Canelo won it as well. And
yeah. Again, with what I was saying, where, like, people don't take Jake Paul's crazy statements that seriously. It's like, think about him saying that DAZN rigged that fight. I mean, that's a pretty outrageous accusation that you would think that DAZN would be very concerned with and shit. It doesn't seem like they're that concerned because everybody seems to sort of just get it that these dudes are not always 100% serious with what they say, right?
Yeah, I understand why he even said it was rigged. Like, if anything, if they rigged it, they will rig it for Logan Paul because it's America. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you want the American to win, you know? In the UK, it was a draw. In America, if they're going to rig it, they will rig it for Logan Paul. It makes no sense. It was just a stupid statement.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. That didn't seem like a great idea. So what are you guys' lives like outside of the whole boxing thing?
We just vlog. We're daily vloggers. Yeah. We're daily vloggers,
just,
dude.
We just go with the flow. Like,
I was watching your video last night because I'm like, this motherfucker wasn't really in an arranged marriage, was he? And it ends up, it's like you just hanging out with this 8-year-old girl just talking shit for a while. I was like,
my niece, Reba. Shout out,
Reba. Wow, what a curveball. I'm like, is he really in an arranged marriage? And then instead it's just...
Now, I had a YouTube original where they made me seem like... Like, why they were saying, like, why arranged marriage is better than like Tinder or some shit,
right?
Like, you know,
that's dope. I don't know. Yeah, but just in general, it seems like your videos are largely like, because like that's kind of the problem with being like a person getting older doing YouTube videos is that sometimes like maybe your energy level isn't high enough to be in the camera, like, what the fuck is up, guys? But like, you have all these kids around, and kids are just limitless fountains of energy, so I feel like that helps a lot.
Definitely helps me. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they're the ones who always tell me, like, oh, what are we doing today for the vlog? What are we doing today for the vlog? So it does help me out a lot, especially the fact that I'm getting older. I do feel like sometimes I have no energy. Like, I don't even feel like...
Yeah, sometimes you just want to chill, bro. Yeah. Like, you just want to lay back and just chill and, like, play Call of Duty or some shit, you know?
Right.
But like, having them, it helps me a lot. And it's good. I feel like it's good having that energy and just doing something...
Yeah.
Every day, you know. I think like you should definitely get back into vlogging. Like,
oh yeah, the iPhone vlog. But you know, that's my problem though, is that a lot of times a day for me is like wake up, go to the gym, get coffee, come here. I'm on my computer answering emails or doing podcasts, and that's my entire day. So it can be kind of tricky to find like moments that are interesting enough to like express through the vlog. But like, people who are really good at it, like, you know, Casey Neistat got 20 million views on videos where he's literally just getting on a flight.
Yeah.
And then he just hyped it up and made it seem so fucking crazy. And it just, you know, it's like, if you really have the right attitude as a YouTuber, you can find humor or interesting things in your mundane ass life, you know?
Yeah.
That's a fact. But I feel like you have the legendary iPhone vlogs, and I'm pretty sure you run into some crazy shit.
Sometimes when we were at the store, it was just so easy because people were just constantly coming through, and it's just like, boom, I'm gonna get a minute of footage talking to this guy. Yeah. This crazy fan just pulled up and did some crazy shit, so we're gonna put them in. And also, it was like, I used to go out like every night. I haven't partied like all year. I'm actually like, I'm down officially as of today, I'm down 25 pounds.
You lost
25
pounds? Wow, I was noticing even from last year. That's dope.
Excited.
You've been running?
I'm trying to get more consistent with the cardio. I pretty much just do weights every day, and then I've been on meal prep and shit.
Yeah, so that's it. 22 on the next on the card.
Yo, I would love to see that, man.
I mean, shit, if they're giving out $10 million, I'm ashamed to admit what tiny percentage of that I would need to get in the boxing ring. I was saying that to my girl. I'm like, these fools got $10 million. I'm like, you give me $1 million, I will just let a motherfucker knock me out. I don't give a fuck. Just tap it. I go down easy, I promise.
That's funny, but yeah, that was crazy, man. That's crazy money, bro. Just YouTubers. No one thinks YouTubers will fucking do some shit like that.
I know.
That's what we got to give respect to, like, Logan and KSI, because what they did was iconic and memorable. Like, everybody's going to remember that.
And especially if a couple years from now, this is, like, an established thing that keeps happening. Like, I heard Keemstar say, and I agree with it, he was like, this is something that, like, future generations of YouTubers are going to have to be thankful for these dudes making this into something that is a real thing, you know?
That's true, honestly.
Do you think it'll carry on, like, a few years, like, YouTube boxing?
I think so, just because the money's there. And YouTube is a thing where people fall off so fast that, you know, you just have, like, dudes who are famous as fuck, and then, like, a year or two later, they're kind of not doing that good, and it just seems like
That's so true.
You guys seem like you have a very, like, authentic interest in boxing, but there's definitely probably a lot of people that are going to be getting into boxing that, like, probably don't really have, they're not willing to, like, train to the extent that you probably have to be competitive.
Yeah, that's one thing people don't understand, how, like, intense boxing training is, man.
Yeah,
you know, I've only done it for 2 months, and it's like a dedication. You got to be, it's like you're in a relationship with the sport.
You've only been into it for 2 months?
Yeah, 2 months.
What the fuck? I'm looking at you like assuming that you've been doing it for a long ass time.
Yeah, I only did it 2 months. I've been street fighting. You know, I grew up, like, I got jumped mad times, like, growing up. Like, I literally throw hands, like, growing up my whole life, man.
Right.
That's the way, like, that's my mentality, you know?
What were you fighting over?
Huh? Just stupid shit. Sometimes, like, someone look at me wrong. No, like, when I get someone wrong, they'll just come at me. Like, you know, always me defending myself every time.
Did
you know?
Guys have to grow up super tough because you're growing up in New York City, like, right after 9/11?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Were you, like, getting shit from people for
stuff
like that?
Hell yeah, all the time, bro. Especially Adam, like, he tells us.
I had to pretend I wasn't, like, Muslim. Like, I would tell people I'm I'm Puerto Rican, Catholic. Yeah,
people said we Puerto Rican. Everybody thought he was Puerto Rican in high school.
Wow, really? That's so funny because you could kind of pull that off. Yeah, man.
So, but it was just my last name. They're like, why is your last name Saleh? Right. I was like, no, it's actually my dad's last name Santiago, but we changed it up. Yo, seriously, for like 4 years, I was like living a whole lie.
Until his mom came to school with a hijab, and people were like, what the fuck?
She exposed me.
So do you look back at that like, is that kind of like a shameful memory that you weren't proud of your culture and your heritage?
It wasn't that I wasn't proud. It was just like I was scared because during middle school and during like elementary school, I was the only Muslim in my school. I used to live in Harlem. Right. So I was the only Muslim in my school. And I was sick and tired of being known as like, oh, you're Osama Bin Laden's son. Oh, you're...
Just everybody like, got jokes in Harlem, huh?
Everybody got jokes in Harlem, yeah.
It's like the ultimate place where they're just going to roast you no matter what.
Yo, literally, they go crazy. So I started fresh in high school, and I was just like, yo, like, I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah, I'm Catholic. And nothing, like, would be just... Everything was just normal. Mm. Everything was just normal until my mom came to get my report card, and they saw her, and then they found out I was Muslim.
But did they trip out? Did they make a big deal out of it?
Yeah, a few of my close friends were like, yo, what the hell? That's why you never invited me to your house. Like, they started knowing.
Right.
They felt, but they knew where I was coming from. Like, I did feel ashamed during the time, but I don't regret anything.
Because you were sort of like Fousey in the sense that your early success was a lot of like relatable Muslim content, right? Like, just talking about shit that people were Muslim related to, because there's not a lot of that really in the media of being like, yo, here's like an inside joke that you're only going to get if you grew up in that sort of life, right?
Yeah, I would make like Muslim related videos, Muslim related social experiments. Mm. And we've done so many tours in the Middle East, like Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia. We haven't done much in like USA, Canada, but our fan base is more like in the other side of the world.
Do you feel like that kind of content still works really good, that people like still gravitate towards stuff that's sort of like commentary on what it's like growing up like that on YouTube?
We haven't done much of it, but I feel like it would still do good. We do have some ideas for the future, and we feel like it'll definitely still do good. We just took a little break because of the boxing fight and just doing our own thing. You know, you don't want to give them too much. I feel like when you just give too much, it feels forced. It feels forced.
Remember like shit blank people say?
Oh, I remember that.
You ever make one?
Those type of videos are, I feel like they're outdated now.
It was such a meme for a while, but I feel like if somebody came out and did really good ones, it would still totally work.
Yes, that's what I think too.
I think so too. Yeah, I feel like it was a wave. Everybody was doing it back then, you know? Even Vine. I don't know if you know Vine.
Yeah.
White people be like, but black people be like.
It's like the most basic humor, but it's so good. It always works. Like shit skater boys say. You know, and every girl out there who ever got fucked by a fucking worthless skater boy is just like, yes, that's so true. Yes, they suck. That's real.
Yeah, I feel like that's what TikTok is now, though.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. I've been reading about like they have TikTok clubs in high school where like it's just a normal thing that you could just go after school and like all these kids are together and the teacher's writing down like trending hashtags on the blackboard and shit. Like, oh, we're going to make this kind of. I'm like, bro, this shit has come a long way.
They do that for real?
Some schools, they have like really thriving TikTok clubs. Yeah.
That is crazy, bro. You know what's crazy? I posted a TikTok yesterday. And randomly, I was like 60,000 followers, and it blew the fuck up. I got 110,000 likes in one day. In one day, on TikTok, that's like amazing. Fuck, I'm a TikToker.
What
now,
were you
bro.
Doing?
It was just like a little mini like prank type thing. Like it was like a AirPod
clip of his
prank.
Video.
A clip
of
my YouTube. It was a clip of my YouTube video. I posted like for the fuck of it, and then it blew up like crazy.
Because I saw you got like 300,000 on there too, right?
Yeah. TikTok is like whoever like you have a familiar face. If you make a TikTok right now, anything you could dance, do whatever. I promise you, it'll be on the trending page. It'll be on the trending page.
It's easy. It's easy.
FaZe Rug did it.
It's easy.
I can dance too.
You don't even have to dance. It's like whatever. Like,
Laura? No. No, yeah. That, I think I would just, because like, I think what I need to do if I want to be a TikToker is I got to be able to dance the way that I dance when it's just me and my girlfriend to rap songs, but like do that without, because I'm always just like hitting some kind of crazy dance move just to make her laugh, but there's no camera around. And then a couple weeks ago, I was drunk, a little bit drunk, and I set the fucking phone up before we left the house and I tried to like dance to the Shoreline Mafia song, trying to make like a funny ass, I was trying to make a Triller. I was looking at it, I'm like, bro, this shit sucks. This is not funny. I can't. This is not me.
But if you do on TikTok and you see it just blowing up like out of nowhere, it'll go from like
It's a new
like,
vibe.
I don't know what happened. How it just it goes from having like 10,000 views to like 80,000. You refresh, 100,000.
It's weird. Like when you post it, like when you post a TikTok, it's just like it'll trend in like every part of the world randomly and you just get so many likes. Like my phone, I gained like 15,000 followers from that one video. Like,
and
it's
then
crazy.
If you put like your Instagram bio or YouTube stuff in the TikTok bio, you start gaining more like around social media. It's just I feel like that's why these days with YouTube and TikTok and everything, there's a new fan base of like the younger kids.
The kids who YouTube is some grown ass shit that they don't relate to. They're like, YouTube, no, that's too complicated. Yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah, like, especially just coming from where we're coming from, where all this shit still seems kind of new, you know? Like, I'm still sort of like, damn, like YouTube is crazy. Like, I can't believe this shit. Now, like, TikTok taking over. I'm just like, God damn. I've been avoiding it, but it's kind of weird because every social network that I've avoided in my life, I ended up getting on it at some point and then regretting that I avoided it during the early part, you know?
Yeah, so I'm saying, even me, I was thinking about it, like, TikTok, but then I seen everyone, it's like, this is the time. This is your chance, you know, to go in there early.
I feel it's easy, especially if you have a familiar face.
It doesn't have to be, like, dancing or singing. It could be even, like, saying anything, yeah.
It's like, it's basically like Vine, and you can do 60 seconds as well. You can make Vines on it, you know, and people will like it.
I'm back on Facebook now. I've been really trying to get, because I'm trying to get into the monetization shit on Facebook for the No Jumper page. So I've been trying to push my page and everything. And I'm just thinking, like, because when I was still just doing the BMX shit until like 2013 is when I kind of started to move from that to doing more rap type shit. It was like, I was on Facebook so tough back then, just always posting BMX clips because a lot of that shit would go viral or whatever, help us make our pages bigger, whatever. And then once I got into doing the rap shit, I'm like, man, rap people don't give a fuck about Facebook. But the truth is that the streets, like, there's a lot of fucking, like, you be having a conversation with, like, a super hood-ass rapper that is, like, young, like, fresh out, and they're just talking about, like, yeah. I'm interviewing somebody, they're like, yeah, I seen this dude fucking beefing with this dude on the book. I'm like, man, you call it the book. That is so funny.
Oh my God.
The book, bro. But yeah,
I'm trying to get back on Facebook too, yeah. Because
my Facebook's abandoned, man. Yeah. I haven't used it for like 3 years.
I feel like everybody's like that, but I mean, it's kind of fun when you get into it, especially as like creator. There's like a lot of like weird shit you can do, but it's funny how people use their Facebooks way differently. Because I looked at Logan Paul's Facebook the other day, and he has newer shit uploaded, but he also just has like old vlogs like scheduled to go up. Like a couple times a week, because on Facebook people don't seem to really mind getting like the recycled content. Like
they monetize it too.
Yeah, and you uploaded a vlog that you did a year ago to your channel right now, every fucking comment would be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
Wow. You know, like on Facebook that's kind of normal.
Wow, because it's just new. I heard about it. Monetization is new to there. And it's like, it's just easy money.
Shit, I didn't even know they monetize Facebook. Wow, I'm so behind on this shit.
Yeah, it's like, but it's kind of weird too, because it's like, I feel like people are not really prone to watch like a 10, 15 minute vlog. Like you probably would do better cutting up like a 3 minute part of it and being like, you know, boxing today. And just make it like more specific, more focused. Like one vlog could honestly probably become like three different pieces of content for Facebook, because people are way more likely to, I think, engage with like a 3 minute video that's about a specific thing than like on YouTube. Your fans literally turn it on and then it's just whatever. You're gonna sit there and enjoy all 15 minutes. It's not like
that's dope though. Is the monetization good though? Like. The CPMs?
I heard that the CPM is way higher, but then it's harder to trigger the ads because it doesn't show an ad until you're a minute into the video. So that's kind of what we're trying to figure out, is like if we upload these like 3-4 minute videos, 5 minute videos, how often are people going to hit the 1 minute mark to trigger? But I mean, I have a friend, DJ Vlad, and he does the Facebook thing, puts all his interview clips on there, and he told me that it's like not that great for the most part, but then he'll have like a random clip go viral and it's like really dope. So
that's sick.
Wow,
that's sick.
Trying to figure it out. It's just something new to work on, I guess. You know, you making all this video content, it's kind of like, shit, I want to figure out how to make the most out of it, you know?
Definitely, yeah. Especially with
I'm about to jump on the wave now, man. See? On Facebook,
But the funny thing is that it's going to be all the people you talked to like 5 years ago who are going to be responding to shit like, damn, I ain't heard of you in a while. Slim, how you doing, man? Like,
Sammy, I haven't been on for so long. Facebook is just
Snapchat.
I'm not even on Snapchat.
A whole different market though, like right now. Like Facebook, I feel like it's a whole different market compared to like a whole different platform, all these different people. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And for us, it's like we are mostly known for fucking with the young rappers. So I kind of feel like, shit, if we start to do good on Facebook, Facebook's like an older audience. Maybe that's like a better way to target an older audience. I don't know. Like we're doing a bunch of like cross promo shit with like Ghostface, where we're like uploading our interview clips and then having him like share them. And there's like special ways that you can share on Facebook if you have like a real relationship with the person. It's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
You know, one of my friends from Australia, he was talking about you, the kid Leroy.
Oh yeah.
You know the kid Leroy?
We did a vlog where we went to the hood with him, and like,
I seen that.
The Australian hood, but you know, the hood. And it was, we met the craziest, like drunkest, like insane fucking Aborigines kids who were just hanging out in front of the projects, just drunk as shit in the middle of the day. They were so crazy.
I seen that vlog. Yeah. He was telling me when we're in Australia, because I know his producer, Khaled, is one of his producers.
Oh, okay.
And then the first time I met the kid Leroy, I just seen him, like, he's so talented, man. He just makes a song on the spot, And then he mentioned you.
You still doing music?
And in 2020, I'm going to do music. I want you to hear some stuff after.
Let's do it.
I want you to hear some stuff after.
Is it hard to balance boxing and YouTube or anything else in your life? Because sometimes when I thought about training for a fight and I'm like trying to picture myself like really training 3+ hours a day, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I feel like that's going to make everything else in my life. I'm just going to be dragging ass no matter what else I'm doing with that much exercise.
It's dedication, honestly. Like, it's like having a girlfriend for 3 months, basically. Boxing, you're basically in a relationship. Like when I was fighting, had to fight with Fousey, it's a mental thing too, you know? Like every day I thought about Fousey, every single day. Like I thought about him, like I got engaged. During my engagement, I thought about Fousey. I was thinking about Fousey and like fucking him up. That's all I thought about literally every day. And I trained the day of my engagement party.
You have to.
Yeah. I ran for 6 miles in the morning. And after that, I took a shower and put on my suit and went to my engagement. It was like,
but don't you feel so good that you're actually pushing your body pretty much as hard as you can?
Yeah, yeah, man. Honestly, I felt in the best shape I've ever been on fight night.
Yeah.
But I've been like kind of slacking a little bit now, but I'm gonna get into it soon back.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to sacrifice a lot of stuff with boxing. We would still make daily vlogs while we were training.
Yeah, is it tough to find like the energy or to make content out of the boxing? Because it's like when you're really in there training, you don't really want to be doing the shit where you're talking to the camera or like,
the thing about me and Slim, like, we're with each other every day. Like, I see him more than I see my family, my mom. So we motivate each other every day. We're like, yo, let's get this done. Let's get that done. Right. We hit the gym.
Sometimes I don't think about, like, uploading a vlog, and he'll, like, motivate me to help me, like, upload a vlog. And I'll do the same for him. So that's like, the relationship we have together. And that's why we're always, like, together.
That's dope.
We just sacrifice, like usually if we'd go out to, like, a hookah lounge, we just stop going to hookah lounges. You know, we save 3 hours right there.
A whole bunch of all that nicotine on your lungs and shit. That ain't gonna help. Like all these spliffs I'd be smoking. I'd probably have to stop doing that if I fucking wanted to fight.
Yeah, if you fight you're gonna have to cut it down.
You guys don't smoke weed?
Huh?
You guys don't smoke weed, right?
No.
I got high the other day with Fousey.
Really?
Yeah, secondhand high.
Oh, he was smoking?
He was smoking, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
2019, man.
I think he's been smoking.
Really?
Yeah, but twitches and just smokes.
Well, it was funny. One of my trainers, he was in Brooklyn. He's an amateur boxer named Joker. And I don't know if I should be saying this, but.
Uh-oh. Joker from those stairs in the Bronx? No.
One of my boys, he's an amateur fighter in Brooklyn, and he was training me, and he would smoke before his fights. Literally, he wouldn't his that fights. Like, right before his fights, he would go in mad high and he would win the fights. It's fucking crazy.
See, you know, I know that's really common in jiu-jitsu. I'm not sure when they're competing, but like when they train, it's like pretty common that a lot of dudes will be smoking before they train and shit, which makes sense to me because, you know, I definitely go in and lift weights high and it doesn't bother me. But boxing feels different. Like literally weed slows down your reaction time.
Yeah.
That does not seem like a good thing when you have somebody trying to punch you in the face.
Hell yeah. You need all the reflexes you
unless you're
got.
Used to it, like Nate Diaz.
And also, you're going to get tested by a lot of these places, right? Or that only happens once you're like pro?
I mean, with marijuana, like marijuana, I think is cool. If you get tested.
Nick and Nate Diaz have like lost UFC fights because they got tested for weed afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but also shoot. It was like they tested so high for weed that it was like they definitely were smoking weed like right before the fight, which is kind of like impossible to
during believe. During the weigh-in and stuff, Nate Diaz will pull up and just like smoke a blunt.
But during the weigh-in, that's like a CBD pen, I think, that he was hitting.
No,
like
it was a blunt.
Was it?
It was a blunt.
But I think it was like a CBD joint, and that was his way of just trolling because it doesn't actually have THC in it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. Which is hilarious.
Oh, shit.
I fell for it. Yeah.
I fell for it too.
Yeah. You guys ever thought about the UFC thing or is that off the table? Not UFC, but MMA.
I'm down for that shit too, bro.
Really?
I'm
thinking about that.
I'd be down. Fuck it.
We're talking about it with we know you know Jorge Masvidal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're with him last week in New York because we have a mutual, and we're speaking with his manager, and he was talking about the boxing, the KSI Logan, and then he was giving us idea like the first MMA YouTube like event.
Right.
He was like, "Would you?" He was asking us if we're interested. We're like, "I will be interested if, but only if like we train properly with a UFC fighter. With like, let's say we train with Jorge in Miami." And then someone else trains with Nate Diaz. Like, they want to make that happen. They want to do that.
Right.
But the only thing is, it's like, what YouTubers will be down?
Yeah. No, I feel a lot of people will be down, man, because everybody's interested in fighting, man. People loved, like, to see people fight regardless.
I thought it'd be better. You get to see people just... Imagine seeing KSI and Logan in an MMA fight.
But what's crazy is that the same thing will happen with the YouTube community that's happened with the UFC or the MMA community, which is, like, if you watch the first UFC... It's like a bunch of fucking bozos. You get a big fat sumo wrestler dude. You got some random janitor looking motherfucker. And you got a guy in a kimono like coming out. You got a guy in a gi. It's all kinds of crazy shit. But then, you know, that was like 30 years ago. And now when you look at the UFC, it's like a bunch of fucking technicians, just straight up warriors who are like born and bred to beat the fuck out of people. And a lot of them don't even have like, oh, I started as a wrestler. I started as a boxer. No, it's like from day one, they were like, I'm going to be an MMA fighter. And like now, if you have a lot of different YouTubers who are maybe having these conversations behind the scenes and starting to realize their value and starting to have these conversations with DAZN, then maybe you're going to start to have a pool of dudes who actually, obviously, like, you would need many years to go by for people to like become YouTubers and already be thinking about the fighting thing, but you're going to have a shitload of people who are like ready to go at any given time, and like the pool of potential people to fight might start looking a lot deeper over the course of the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's so true.
I agree 100%, man. But you know what's dope about this whole like boxing thing, the whole YouTube thing? Like, you know, with my fight too, like after my fight, I would get a lot of people, like a lot of young kids saying, yo, I got into boxing now because you inspired me. Like, it's like it's setting a whole different wave. It's like a lot of people were hating on the KSI Logan fight, saying, oh, you know, like they shouldn't be fighting, like whatever, like, they don't deserve this. But like they helped inspire probably millions of kids, you know, to get into the sport of boxing, which is dope, you know?
That's facts, yeah. And I mean, it's like one of the, the head injury thing is a thing, but for the most part, I feel like getting into martial arts or boxing or whatever is like one of the best things you could get into if you're some fucking 14, 15, 16 year old kid and you don't know what you want to do with your life, bro, that shit will make a man out of you.
Yeah, definitely. It will. It's discipline, a lot of discipline and respect too in the sport.
Keemstar owes Slim some money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Keemstar, he had a tweet. He was like, yo, I got my money on Fousey.
Wow.
And then I tweeted, I got mad. I tweeted like, Keemstar, you're going to lose your money. And he's like, why? I didn't bet on you. And then me and him kind of went back and forth for a bit. And then he started calling me out for my controversy. I called him out for his controversy. He's like, me and Keemstar used to go at it. But really? I saw him the other day, though, with you. I saw him with you, remember? Yeah. And backstage of the VIP.
It was just all good?
Yeah, everything was cool. I give him time. He was cool, though. Personally, he was cool.
I mean, in the rap world, that would be like, oh, that shit fake. But in the YouTube world, it's just like, hey, we're having fun on Twitter. It's like everybody seems like they kind of understand what it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always see him going at it with Mike. And then I see them together. It's like, I'm just confused.
Yeah, but I think that's good, though. Like, you can argue disagree about some shit, but then still, at the end of the day, like, you see somebody, it's like, well, you got to bite their head off just because you argued on Twitter or whatever. It's kind of like a more adult thing, really, even though it is kind of
But
fake.
Still, like, the fact that, I feel like that's why Slim doesn't get no credit. Like, when Slim won, Keemstar never said, yo, like, congrats, Slim won. He just said, like, Fousey lost. And all the other YouTubers that were talking about the fight, like, oh, Fousey's going to win. No one ever said congrats, Slim. So that's why I always want to mention, like, yo, they need to put some respect on Slim's name.
He showed love. I don't know, showed love. I appreciate that.
Was honestly, trying so hard to knock him out the first round.
He
the second
was trying
round.
To knock me out. Like, you gotta get credit. Like, we have a big dude like that swinging with all his power trying to knock you the fuck out.
You at all like, wow, like, this is fucking crazier than I thought it was going
to
be?
Yeah, in the first round, like, literally, I was trying to size him up. I thought it was going to be, like, a size up in the beginning. I go in the ring.
He just
swing all this might. I'm just backing him. Like, I was trying to adjust, you know? Like, I turned my back on him, which you should never do in boxing. You never turn your back. Like, I wasn't prepared, you know? But I adjusted in the first round, and I just started dominating. But, I said, a lot of people were not giving him respect. You know, they were just shitting on Fousey's loss more than like, oh, Slim beat this guy. He was the underdog.
But,
you know?
I mean, you are kind of an underdog. But if you were to win a couple more fights, it'll start to definitely be more of a conversation that people can't ignore. I guess that's probably like the problem is that a lot of people weren't that familiar with you going into it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, you definitely like are going to have to like do it more times in order to really prove yourself, but it's definitely like exciting opportunity, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm down to do it. Like I'm down to prove myself, you know, like anybody, you know?
Yeah.
I'll fight anybody. I'll fight Deji. I'll fight Alex Wasabi. I'll fight Jake Paul. I don't care. I'm down for it.
Let's go. Everybody watching this, fans, clip this. Upload it, tag the people that he's calling out, and tell them that they Alex are Wasabi, bitches.
Alex Wasabi, Jake Balls,
hey.
Or Deji, whoever won it, y'all can get it.
Anybody can get it in these YouTube streets. I want to fight Academics, for the record.
No way.
Boxing match, me and Academics?
Yeah, be safe.
I got my money on you, Adam. I got my money on you, boy.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like 7 inches taller than him, so that might be an issue. But he's definitely a little bit bigger gut than me, so I don't know weight.
It's
I have no
weight,
idea what his weight is. But
yeah, y'all probably around the same weight.
I just like somebody suggested that to me last night. And I actually hit him up. I'm not even going to say what I told to him, but I was like, hey, somebody suggested this. What do you think of that idea? And then today I saw fan pages popping up, posting the image being like, oh, Adam and Academics need to fight, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to,
you know. That'd be interesting, too, rapping, like news outlets, like going at it.
I know. That's like weirdly like perfect. Just like.
It's a perfect matchup. You're the Dana White. He matched it up right there. Man.
I'd pay good money to see that. Honestly.
See, that is what I should do is I should try to be like a Don King where I'm just like constantly like jet sitting around trying to set up these fights. I'm boxing promoter. A lot of people, that's
like Eddie Hearn. That's what Eddie Hearn does.
50 Cent, yeah.
And 50 Cent, too. That's what he does.
He does it for Bellator, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, that's an interesting thing. But do I have to start wearing like crazy suits and shit? I feel like that comes with the game.
You'd be the first one without wearing the suits.
Where do you guys train at?
In New York. We train with one of our
Brooklyn. I forget that you guys don't live here.
Yeah. We come here. We got offered to live in LA, but just. We got so much family members that are from New York, and we don't want to. I don't know. I feel like LA living here for so long, it just turns crazy.
I kind of feel like it's toxic, man. Like you know, like everybody I see, like it's like not genuine friendships. You know, like I feel like I wouldn't do well out here. Like you know,
New York's a realer place for sure. And I'm gonna be honest with you. Like a couple of years ago, watching videos of Fousey like tripping out and not being able to handle being alone in LA and like wanting to go back to Jersey to be with his family and stuff. That stuff didn't make that much sense to me back then, but now it makes a lot more sense to me in the sense of like being around your family is like priceless. Like, being in LA, being in New York because you have to like chase after your career is very understandable. You got to go for it. But like, if you can do anything to be around your family, I mean, that's just like a huge thing. So I totally understand. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's like a Middle Eastern thing too. You know, like family is like number one thing for like Middle Easterns. You know, for me, like for college, my mom didn't want me to leave New York. You know, I went to school locally. Like I didn't like everybody usually goes and experiences dorming and stuff like that. I didn't even do that because you know, like my mom wanted to be together.
With an American kid, it's like you have to go off on your own to like prove that you're your own man. Whereas like, but it's not even just the Middle Eastern shit too. I was in Mexico. They're telling me like, yo, girls in Mexico, like they do not leave the house until they get married. Like it's just it's almost like unthinkable that a girl is going to go live off on her own. Sometimes the boys will, but with girls it's like that just doesn't really happen. I'm like shit, there's a lot of cultures that are a lot more old fashioned than ours.
I didn't even know that.
But we do come to LA like whenever it gets cold in New York, we always go to LA or like Dubai or somewhere hot because once it gets cold in New York it's just like no motivation.
Yeah, it's about to be snowing out there right now too, which is crazy. Like it's hard to be, imagine trying to vlog and it's like the wind is like, and like in your face and shit.
Yeah, we had a vlog that we were supposed to go do with this rapper Pop Smoke in Brooklyn.
Pop Smoke, he's dope. Yo, I love Pop Smoke.
We were supposed to go do a vlog with him, and when it didn't happen because some shit came up that he had to deal with or whatever. But when we walked out the door, and I thought that we were about to leave to go do this vlog, and it was just crazy wind, and I'm just like. I'm like, this is so different than LA. I'm like looking at my cameraman's mic, just like, I hope that mic does not hear the insane wind that is going on right here.
I deal with that every day.
I was walking around Venice Beach and people were having on jackets and stuff. I'm like, yo, this is amazing weather for us, you know? Like, I don't know how people got in sweaters and shit. It's like fucking 20 degrees in New York.
Kids in hoodies. It's like 95 out and they're just walking down the street in a black hoodie and I'm just looking at them like, what are you doing, bro? All the time. So you guys got anything big planned aside from just training for the next casualty that you're definitely going to be responsible for?
In 2020, Adam and I are actually like planning on launching our own podcast in 2020. So that's going to be dope.
Yeah, we have a few guests. It's going to be kind of like, not controversial, but like the topic is kind of controversial. Like,
what topic?
No, like some of the episodes we're working on, like we have planned.
Some of the episodes we have
are, like controversial topics that we're gonna do. Like, we're gonna do some crazy
and
shit
controversial
on the podcast.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. We'll tell you. We have a few stuff to show you.
That's what's up. Controversy, yeah. The name of my game. Yeah. That's dope, man. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, I'm excited. I'm just excited to see what happens in this whole YouTube fighting
space.
Same here,
man. I want to see you fight. Definitely. I want to see you box academics. That'll be sick. Or someone. Oh, someone.
I'm excited to see what happens next too, because like, you know, like, you know that last fight, you never see that much like people get together for something, you know? Like,
yeah.
You saw in the VIP room, I felt like I was watching YouTube in real life. Like, everybody was there, bro. Legit, everybody was there. It was my first time meeting
Roman Atwood. First time meeting Roman Atwood. I was so hyped.
Oh, I met him in 2014 in Playlist Live.
Because people used to always tell me that I was like the evil Roman Atwood. And I started calling myself Roman Backwood. That didn't last that long. I haven't said that in a few years. Wow. But when I met Roman Atwood, I'm like, I wonder if this guy remembers that I used to call myself Roman Backwood.
Wow, yo, I can see it. Roman Backwood. I like that.
Yeah. Oh man, are you guys either are you planning on becoming like family YouTubers at any point in the near future? I guess you already are.
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, but
you have kids, because you just said you just got engaged.
I just got engaged. I don't have a kid yet.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a thumbnail of you with a bunch of kids.
Man. I don't know. Like, having a kid is like a responsibility.
Y'all just like rent kids out, huh? Because like, you just fucking, I noticed like random kids. Like, you're fucking filming a vlog, and a fucking kid opens the window next door and is like, Adam, can I come hang out? And then the next clip is the kid running over to play. He's like a 2-year-old. I've never seen anything like this before on YouTube.
So many kids, especially Middle Eastern kids that watch me, and that I have a lot of nieces and nephews. And I feel like I don't need kids, and I don't want to get
I'm not
married
around kids at all or anything. But like, whenever I go to his house, bro, I'm around all
like
these
little
babies. It's like a daycare. That's why
it's fun for the vlogs, although I could imagine it'd be kind of a headache. And
I do feel like people these days, they just want to get babies and want to get married just for YouTube, just for like, just to make a channel.
That's true.
I don't want to have that. I wouldn't ever want to have that feeling. Like,
that.
I'm gonna get. I want to get married and get a kid so I can make a channel like the Ace Family. Like, and then it's just
that's kind of crazy to think of. You know, like
I know a lot of people who are doing that right now.
That's gonna be like the new adopted. Like, a kid finding out he's adopted. Now the new thing is going to be finding out that your parents only had you so they can make vlogs about you.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
Oh, you're a vlog baby? It's going to be like a crack baby.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're a vlog baby? So you spent the first 3 or 4 years with a DSLR in your face? Wow, that's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised, man, if Keemstar was exposing somebody about like an issue like this. Like, oh, they abandoned their kid for YouTube views.
Yeah. Oh. No, but now you wouldn't abandon your kid for YouTube. You're just going to use the kid's clout.
Use the kid.
Got
use
clout.
The kid. Yeah, use the kid.
The question is, what year the kid stops having clout?
Once they're like 5, 6, like, that's it.
Because I was talking to Roman Atwood and his wife, and she's basically the little bit of a conversation we had. They basically she just mentioned that like of her kids, like there's like a I forget how old, like an 8 or a 9 year old who's super into the YouTube thing, and then there's like a 15-year-old who's just not trying to fuck with it at all.
Wow.
So that must get real complicated as a family vlogger once the kid starts becoming their own person and they don't think this shit is cool anymore.
Damn. Yeah. Then they don't have that motivation to like. They're making their own choices now. As if they were a baby, they had no choice.
I'll kick them out of the house.
Yeah.
You're out of here. You ain't paying your. You're pulling your weight. You're out. Yeah. You're gonna go live in an apartment downtown.
reminds me of that controversy. You know, family of five. Remember that? Five?
Yeah.
I forgot their
straight
name.
Straight beating on the kids and stuff. Yeah.
For YouTube views.
Family of five, and they were like having the kids smack each other and stuff for like. Skit type stuff, but it was like super obvious that like some of the kids weren't having fun with it, or that the kids felt bullied and the parents were kind of hyping it up for the videos. It was really disturbing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Don't do that.
Hell no. That's crazy.
That's what you vlog on?
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
I broke his camera yesterday by accident.
Really?
It was a G7X.
I usually vlog with a G7X, but
now we gotta use that one. Yeah,
looks like a Canon.
Yeah, that's a Sony. It's a Sony.
Say hello to the vlog.
It's a vlog right now.
Hey, what's up, vlog? I'm here with Slim and Adam Salad.
Hey, what's poppin'? No jumper, live. Baby. No jumper.
Hey, this is Adam Salad. I'm Adam Salad because I've been eating a lot of salads.
Oh, Roman Backwood. I like that.
Don't get tossed up. Yep, Roman Backwood. That's my other name for sure. Yeah. I don't even smoke backwards anymore. Damn. Because I'm a boxer now.
you can smoke if you want, like live.
Oh, no. We can't smoke in here because the.
Really? Okay.
The,
I was just saying.
The floorboards above us, the people upstairs don't want to smell it, I guess. Impossible for me to believe, but Yeah, it was dope having you guys on here. I'm looking forward to the next fight for sure.
Thank you.
Just very excited. If anybody out there wants to get tossed up by these guys, drop a comment down below.
And hey, if Academics doesn't prove, he's looking for an opponent. So you're the Dana White. You could choose.
I might be somebody. Maybe Fousey could just beat my ass. I might be a fight that Fousey could win.
What? Nah, come on.
He's kind of big. I mean, just because you beat him doesn't mean that I think I would beat him.
I think it'll be a Fousey.
I respect the honesty, though. I respect the honesty, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. A lot of people probably think, oh, I could fuck up Fousey, you know, after his performance. But I feel like Fousey will fuck up a lot of the other YouTubers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say for sure, yeah. Once he gets all them nose surgeries done, he should get back in.
He has
in
another
there.
One. Yeah, I don't think he can until, like, another year.
He has to wait a year to get the other one? Oh, my God. No, that's terrible.
I think February he's doing it, actually. That's what he told me.
Oh, really?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. So
what'd
man.
You do to his nose, bro?
Bro, it's crazy. Like, I didn't expect, like, it was that much damage. Like, because when I saw the picture after a couple of days, I was like, fuck. Like, wow. I kind of felt bad, honestly.
You know what his weakness is? You got to punch him right in the tattooed hairline. That was one of my favorite things. I hadn't watched a Fousey video for like a year or two, and then I just see it in my sidebar, like the fucking tattooed hairline. I'm like, oh, hell no. I was watching that shit, like, what is wrong with this dude, man? I used to really dislike him, but I like him now.
Nah, well,
what
cool.
What,
cool.
what was the issue? I think I've seen a few videos where
I just found it was just him annoying.
The stuff he was doing.
I can't. Oh, you know what the thing that pissed me off was? The main thing that really set me off was the fact that he did that skit with Rice Gum, and then he made a video being like, "Look at Scarce and Keemstar, how they fell for it, and they reported it like it was real, and it's so not true." That Scarce and Keemstar and Phil DeFranco and everybody, when they talked about it, they were like, "This is probably fake. This looks fake."
Yeah.
And then Fousey made a video being like, "Oh, look, they hyped it up for views, like trying to prove his point." It's like, no. If anything, this just proved the point of that you fake shit and then everybody else is aware of it. Like,
That video looked so fucking fake, though. Like, I don't know how people believe it. It looked so, like, at least make it look real, man. Like, that shit looked so fake.
Yeah, and Fousey, I feel like he had beef with everyone, even with us. We had beef with him, like genuine beef.
Really? Yeah.
Even after the July 15th.
You were pissed.
Like, I was really pissed because he was doing stuff that was, like, not normal. And I didn't know at the time.
I remember walking in and you were on stage and you're fucking just using the mic, hyping him up or whatever, and you take one look at me. I swear to God, I never felt so popular in my life because everybody who was on stage was at risk for taking the mic, and then I walk on stage and everybody's like, "Hey, Adam, here you go. Take the mic," because nobody wanted to be on the mic.
I didn't want to, I was like, what the hell? What am I doing here?
Yeah, it was
like,
so
it's
awkward.
His show, yeah. And when you came, you saved me. I
did get on the mic for a little bit, and I started just like looking around and just making shit up. I'm like, DC the Don, you want to perform? And then I just like had to go search the song on YouTube and shit. Like,
nah, you did good though.
He's one of the only people that really had something good come out of it.
I came out with Lit Poppy. I don't know if you remember that.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came, it was my birthday. He's like, "Your birthday, come out on me." He brought me on stage.
That song was one of the best things to come out of that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
So many like people in the audience were so offended.
It was such a meme. He was like the first performance, right?
But it's like when you looked out into the crowd, it was mostly YouTube fans and stuff, but then you would just have like a random like 50-year-old lady with a veil on that's just like a Fousey fan, and she's listening to like a bit all these bitches on my and she's just she's consuming it in a very different way than the average fan. She's like,
it was
so funny, bro.
It was
imagine me, because I didn't know what song was gonna come on, you know, and I'm just going and I'm hyping him up, I'm dancing and shit. I was like, fuck, I'm hearing the lyrics, I'm like, yo, and I just back away.
I heard he's locked up. Is he like locked up or something?
I mean, comments on my Instagram and shit all the time, so I don't know, but
oh shit, I don't
free Lit Poppy.
He might be locked up like right now. I might have not noticed for the past couple weeks. We gotta do some research on that.
Damn, bro. Free my man Lit Poppy.
Free Lit Poppy. Show Luciano. Go search his shit. I appreciate you guys coming in, man.
Thank
it was a good,
you.
Good
thank
talk.
You so much.
Fun time.
Oh man, thank you.
Appreciate you, Adam.
Appreciate it.
Always nice to meet another Adam. Slim.
You already know.
Carlos Slim, the billionaire. We out here. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. And then, of course, you got to go to your local dispensary and tell them that you need that No Jumper Kush in your system. Appreciate everybody for watching this. We'll be back soon with more content. Brah!